Buttocks are one of the major erogenous zones of women, and it is a known fact that man's greatest pleasure is in the natural parts of a woman. And second only to the female breast, the buttocks are a visual turn-on. Not too many years ago, the buttocks were taboo as a sex object. Now, with permissive sex attitudes, penetration from the rear and analingus are considered perfectly normal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right in my butt. Yeah, right up my ass. Cream it up for me. Fill her up. Oh, yeah.
Anal sexual practices play as much a part in heterosexual relationships as in homosexual ones. Many men, as well as women, are stimulated by the contemplation of the posterior.
Do it, oh God, fuck it.
They also like to include this part of the body in their sexual practices, the buttocks, the anus, and the ridge between the actual sex organs, perineum, are among the most erogenous zones in both men and women.
Violate my white ass crack!
Heterosexual anal intercourse is being more widely practiced by young people.
My ass feels like a burning angel! Oh.
The act itself is relatively safe and sanitary if proper precautions and good hygiene are exercised.
Stuff my fucking asshole. That's it. Stuff the fucking shit box.
Many couples find anal intercourse exciting, pleasurable, and different. And if both partners consent, they should feel free to participate.
I look at Daddy tonight, and I still remember the first words he ever said to me after he raped me.
Don't tell Mom!
It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's family and milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet.
All right, Timothy James Henson back here with you for your Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. It's an extended one, so if you're paying members, you're going to get 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. We also have a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. We're going to get into it right now. If you're new to the program, all you need to know is things are going to get hot and stinky up in here, like a sexual stink that lingers. It's a pubic must, really, mixed with KY jelly and the aroma of bleachy cum. The odor will intoxicate you. Yeah, Sextastic Tuesday is where I search the internet. I scour, really, for the worst in internet erotic literature. You know, maybe the story's just poorly written. Maybe the subject matter is disgusting or weird. Maybe it's just, you know, My Little Pony fan fiction. Those all make great Sextastic Tuesday candidates. Today, I read you a story involving a babysitter. Oh, what's hotter than babysitter porn? Yes, a babysitter taking care of a retarded individual. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Daphne, a conceited, tall blonde, a month out of high school for good, almost didn't take the job. But Mom, he's retarded, complained the tan beauty, throwing her long, wavy blonde hair over her shoulder, eyes glowing, pink-painted lips in a tight line under a cute, narrow nose. Listen, it's Pastor Young's son, and you will do it, or no cell phone for a month! Is that clear? Retorted Mom. And with that, Robbie had a new babysitter. Robbie! Called his newly arrived sitter. Robbie, get down here! I'm supposed to feed you your favorite food, macaroni and cheese. Rapid footfalls descended the main stair. Robbie's pudgy face, contorted into a bizarre mix of eagerness and wonder, appeared shortly thereafter in the kitchen. He was large, not grossly overweight, but the spittle on his chin made Daphne grimace. and gazed downward toward the kitchen island stovetop, trying in vain to forget the sight. "Do you want to sit on the stool and watch me cook?" asked the young blonde, instantly regretting asking. Garbled Robbie between bites of crackers he managed to find in front of him, now seated on the island. Stirring the mac and cheese, she felt his eyes burning into her breasts. Thankfully, the heat from the stove calmed her nipples. Thank God. "Are you my girlfriend?" That's exactly how it's spelled out. I don't want you to think I'm being insensitive to the Riris here. It's spelled out A-H-U-Y-O-O, M-A-H, and finally, girlfriend is spelled G-A-H-F-E-N-D. "Girlfriend? Are you my girlfriend?" Startled and not believing her ears, "What did you say?" Daphne watched in disbelief as Robbie actually blushed, dropping his gaze from her tits into his mess of crumbs before him, and repeated the question with sickening clarity. "Are you my girlfriend?" Well, he almost said it right. "No, you little runt! I'm more like your servant, if you want to know. The less talking we do, the better. And the sooner you go to sleep, the sooner I'll start enjoying myself here." This last bit she muttered under her breath. She also took notice that the rising steam was wetting her sweater, making her rosy round nipples much more visible. Seeing this, Robbie clapped and hooted and pointed at her young bosom. Crumbs sprang from his mouth. He shouted, "Girlfriend! Girlfriend! Daphne, my girlfriend!" Daphne decided dinner was done and poured his disgusting macaroni and cheese slop into his plastic dish. She slid the bowl in his direction. Leaning forward, both hands spread wide on the dark granite countertop. "Now eat and take your filthy little eyes off me!" Robbie quieted, his eyes roving between the dark mystery of her cleavage, now visible as she leaned towards him, and the yummy-smelling yellow-orange pasta now shoved in front of him. "You eat. I'm grabbing a drink," stated Daphne. Reaching high into the cabinet, she found a bottle of vodka after the third try and poured herself a screwdriver. After pounding a couple, she felt the delightful warm glow inside change her mood for the better. Now it was TV time. "Your mom's note says that before bed, you're allowed to watch some TV." Adding a little lie, Daphne continued, managing to sound just like her own mother. "Your bedtime is 8 p.m. sharp." She sat down, neatly folding her skirt underneath her on the far side of the sofa. Before Daphne could take command, Robbie clumsily picked up the remote and dialed in his favorite station. That is, the one when his ma and dad weren't looking. They spelled it like he's speaking retarded talk. "Ma and dad." All right. "The Playboy Channel? Pastor Young has the effing Playboy Channel?" Daphne raised her voice in complete shock, unaware that Robbie started fiddling with himself right in front of her. Robbie's eyes were wide open. "Do you think this is going to be consensual sex, or do you think Robbie's going to use his retard strength and rape her? Go ahead and place your bets right now. Also, if she is going to get raped, do you think this is going to go all mice and men, and do you think Lenny's going to snap her neck in half?" Robbie, back to the story here. Robbie's eyes were wide open, his tongue hanging out and drooling, making his chin shine as he watched some naked blonde goddess wash herself in the shower. "We are not watching this! American Idol is on! Give me that!" commanded Daphne, reaching for the remote. He pulled it away from her, and as she leaned over his lap to reach for it, her eyes looked down and registered a shocking, unimaginable sight. "Holy mother of Christ! He's got a giant cock!" It stood erect, the tip wet already, and the lengthy mass of it sticking right out of his fly. She noticed for the first time that he was wearing bright yellow SpongeBob boxers, and his huge dick made it look like SpongeBob had the biggest nose ever. That's when he grabbed her. His hands were strong, too strong. "Let go of me! I said let go, Robbie!" The young blonde squirmed and slapped at his hands to no avail. "Girlfriend! Girlfriend!" is all that Robbie would say. His hands slid up under her midriff, stopping at her boobs. This guy knows what he's doing. I don't think he's really retarded. He's been scamming his parents for the last 18 years. All right. Her sweater bunched up, lifting precariously high, exposing the pale lower curves of her tits. "I'm missing American Idol, and this stupid mongoloid is squeezing me to death. That idiot!" Robbie using, that's what she's thinking, Robbie using his inhumanly strong grip turned her towards the TV, her ass now uncomfortably positioned in midair above his huge throbbing cock. She just barely reached her tiptoes to the floor while holding her hands onto his shoulder to keep from being lowered anywhere near his lap. Her wriggling resulted in Robbie's hand sliding up and lifting her sweater up and over her rosy nipples. His fingers closed over each teardrop-shaped 36B breast. He immediately went quiet, lowered her a bit so she could just barely plant her feet, and loosened his grip in order to stroke the tops of her untanned titties with his large thumbs, feeling the delicate soft curves. "That's enough!" she screamed. No result. His fingers moved and started brushing her nipples, pleading now in a calmer, more reasonable tone. "Okay, Robbie. Okay. That's enough. How about if I be your girlfriend and we'll have a real live date watching American Idol?" The spell was broken. "Girlfriend!" Robbie exclaimed and released her onto the flats of her feet. Daphne pulled down her sweater, embarrassed that her nipples were quite erect and tingling, which also awakened her young pussy, now acting with a pulsing heat. She quickly held herself, hiding her erection from Robbie's view. All right, I'm going to fast forward here, but I will tell you what's going on. So this girl simply wants to watch American Idol, and poor Robbie wants to get fucking laid. Every commercial break, he's grabbing at her tits, pulling on them like udders. And this is how you know we're dealing with a porno here, because the girl actually thinks to herself, well, I'll never get to watch the show this way. Maybe a little play would shut him up. After all, it's just my boobs. Who knew how many boys and even older men have fondled them? If I be your girlfriend and let you play with me a little bit, do you promise to be gentle and quiet and let me watch American Idol? You're my girlfriend! Yay! Girlfriend Daphne! He squeezed them, pushing them together, pushing them down, and watched them spring back up. He weighed them, lifting just enough to make them bounce upon release. He even blew onto her nipples, something she never would have expected, which sent a shiver of electricity straight down to her girl area. Well, I'm going to have to change my underwear, thought Daphne, as Robbie gently blew on each nipple again. Curious, Daphne stole a glance at his lap, secretly wanting to see that monster in his pants come alive again. Just then, a baby shampoo commercial came on the TV, and Daphne remembered the note. Give him a hot bubble bath before putting him to bed. It helps him to fall asleep quickly. Taking his large, warm fingers in her tiny hands, removing them from her tender breasts, Daphne said, "Let's go take a bath. It's bedtime, Robbie." All right, at this point, Daphne's getting horny herself. She actually joins the tard in the bathtub. Daphne drew her legs inward and touched his cock with her toes. His wanking hand released his rod, and Daphne toyed his large cock head, stimulating it to grow bigger and bigger. Then she used both of her feet to stroke his shaft, hot and bulging with veins. She got up to speed quickly, using her fit physique to really grip his manhood firmly, even with suds all over. Robbie leaned back and shut his eyes, a bit of saliva dribbling down one corner of his open mouth. Now I want it in my hands, thought the blonde babysitter. Daphne sat up and reached forward into the bubbles with her right hand. Robbie made a nervous whining sound and tried to flinch away from her. Sensing his confusion, Daphne put a finger to her lips and shushed him. It's okay, Robbie. I'm your girlfriend. Yeah! Let me show you what true girlfriends do with their boyfriends. Daphne surprised herself even by leaning forward and opening her mouth over the big enlarged head, washing it with her tongue. Her soft pink lips closed around the head and she sucked, moving her mouth down a bit on his shaft and then back up to the head, always applying pressure with her tongue, a trick learned over the course of her young sexual life. His cock was way too big to go all the way down, but she tried anyhow, wanting to feel it go all the way back into her mouth. She got about 5 inches in and gagged. Yeah. Suck my dick. You're my girlfriend. Yeah. Take it, bitch. Take it, you bitch. Fucking whore. You're my whore girlfriend. The head, so deep down her throat now, caused her to gag violently. Yay! Yay! All right, yeah, so It caused her to gag violently, so she had to pull it out of her mouth quickly, leaving gobs of saliva that made strings between her tiny lips and his mammoth penis head. Mascara ran down her cheeks with tears from gagging. "You're too big, Robbie," stated the nude babysitter between the clearings. "But I love it!" Robbie had an anxious look on his face, clearly uncomfortable with his new girlfriend's gagging. He confused her tears with sadness and asked, "You are white?" Daphne giggled, easing the tension, and wiped her lips. "Did that feel good?" Robbie nodded, eyes wide open, color returning to his face. Without another word, Daphne dove again, forcing the huge head deep into her throat until the gagging was unbearable, then sucked all the way back up to his head, culminating in a licking of his little slit. Her beautiful golden locks of hair cascaded down onto Robbie's lower abdomen and thighs, loving the feeling of her soft, silky hair against his skin. She gripped the base of his shaft with both of her small hands and jerked up and down, following the path of her squeezing lips, and got into a rhythm. Robbie shut his eyes and began moaning with pleasure. With his cock all the way in her mouth, it wasn't long before he came. Her hands felt it first when the veins at his base pulsed. Hot sperm exploded out of his huge head in a warm, gushing gob deep down her throat, forcing a burning swallow. Daphne backed the head out of her throat, gasping for air, saliva running down her chin, as another shot of hot seed popped out, with several inches still tightly stuffed in her mouth. His burning spooge plastered the roof of her mouth, and deeper, forcing another strained swallow. Pulling all the way out, Daphne spit out a mouthful of runny phlegm mixed with sticky cum. "On my face! On my face!" His next blast did just that, and sent a string of white sticky goo upwards, seemingly in slow motion, followed by another and another. The girl's hands never stopped milking the seed from his huge shaft as gobs of cum came to rest on her young face, like the icing on hot cross buns. Just then, she came to, her hips slammed down into the water, only to rise again as she rubbed around her little pussy. She spread her legs wide open, making her pussy lips open wide, and Robbie got his first clear view of a girl's vagina.
"Oh, what is that? Did you get hurt?"
Right?
"I think you've been wounded."
All right, yeah, so Robbie got his first clear view of a girl's vagina and even saw a dark little hole, which made him curious. Daphne opened her eyes, ungluing them with ecstatic willpower, and saw Robbie staring at her pussy. A carnal impulse drove her to reach underneath her uplifted ass and shove her middle finger right inside her sloppy wet pussy hole, feeding a burning need for penetration while being watched by this halfwit. Feeling triumphant, the young blonde babysitter pulled her finger out of herself, reached out to Robbie's open mouth, and stuck it inside. Instinct made him close his mouth on her finger and suck off the salty, sweet secretion coating it. "Now he's tasted his first pussy," thought Daphne, lowering her hips and closing her eyes to relax in the warm glow of post-orgasm.
"Girlfriend,"
Robbie murmured, smiling to himself, and then sank back with his eyes closed, too sleepy to keep watching. With this, our story ends for now. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of The Bold and the Brainless. There you go, that's your Sextastic Tuesday for March 19th, 2013, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. If you've already used coupon code FREAK or it's not working, try coupon code DV, two little letters, will save you 50%. Half off just about any item. They're also going to throw in three free adult DVDs that you get to choose, and they're going to send you a mystery gift. Something very sexy that you can shove in an orifice, I'm guessing. They're also going to send all of this to you free of charge. No shipping charges whatsoever. So you're going to get free shipping, three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and 50% off just about any item that you choose. Go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK or DV right now. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news. Again, we've got an extended show for you today if you're Sideshow Freaks. 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You'll also get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do all sorts of great exclusive bonus content. I'm going to be producing some more videos for you this week as well. Go there right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is DV's member site. Help support the show. Ensure this stupidity goes on for a long, long time. Three quick stories now, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I believe the story comes from Northern Kentucky, Covington, to be exact. Yelling bingo when nobody has won can get you in trouble with the law. I used to do that all the time. When I was in high school, there's nothing to do in Ashtabula. So it was either that or cook up meth. So I went to bingo halls and I pissed off old people. And I'd go with my friends, and we were the most obnoxious group of people. It was 100 elderly people, and they do take bingo very seriously. And, you know, these old ladies always have their lucky charms, so we would bring boxfuls of just crap that we had lying around the house that we said was our good luck charms, like troll dolls, nickels, chains, little flower vases, just anything we could find that we could set up around. We'd set up shop around us, right? And these old people were staring at us. They're already getting annoyed with us, right? And then I would start to say bingo, like I thought I got bingo, and then stop and just see how many people would have fucking heart attacks. Like the caller would yell out, G54, and then I'd stand up, bingo! Oh, I'm sorry, wait, did you say G or B? My hearing's not so good. And of course, you know, I was 16, 17 years old at the time, so it was me and my friends, we were just laughing and, you know, having a good time. These old people would crane their necks around, can you be quiet, please? And then the greatest time was when I actually won. Because I've already pissed off all these old people, and then I actually had bingo. Oh, that made the woman who yelled at me so angry. I think I won like $100 on that. Oh, it was fantastic. But I didn't even care about the money. Just pissing off the old people was great. Yes, just ask the Covington man who falsely yelled bingo last month and was cited for second-degree disorderly conduct as part of 18-year-old Austin Whaley's punishment. See, this could have very well read as, you know, 18-year-old Tim Henson's punishment. Kenton District Judge Douglas Grouthis recently ordered the Covington man not to say the word bingo for the next 6 months. He's banned from using the word bingo. Just like you can't run into a theater and yell fire when it's not on fire, you can't run into a crowded bingo hall and yell bingo when there isn't one, said Park Hills Police Sergeant Richard Webster. The officer who... Is that true? That doesn't seem right. It's one... You know why you're not supposed to yell fire in a crowded theater? Because it causes panic, and people could you know, trample over one another as they're, you know, running towards the exits. During bingo, someone is going to yell bingo. So at some point, there's going to be a real bingo. That's just how the game works. There's going to be a lot of losers. So what if you yell bingo and there's not really a bingo? They verify your card, and then once they see that you don't actually have a bingo, they just continue calling. When you go and sit down in a movie theater and enjoy a matinee, you're not expecting a fire. A fire is not supposed to happen at some point. That's the difference, I think. Oh my God, these fucking morons in Kentucky. On February 9th, Webster was working an off-duty security detail at a Covington bingo hall. Oh, Jesus. I think that police officer was being punished for something. Whaley entered the hall with several other youths and yelled bingo. This caused the hall to quit operating since they thought someone had won. This delayed the game by several minutes and caused alarm to patrons. What? Alarm? Again, yelling bingo is what you're supposed to do. Oh my God. Webster said the crowd of mostly elderly women did not take kindly to Whaley's bingo call. At first, everyone started moaning and groaning when they thought they lost. When they realized it wasn't a real bingo, they started hooting and hollering and yelling and cussing. People take bingo very seriously here. Had Whaley apologized for his actions, Webster said he probably would have sent him on his way with a warning, but he refused to say he was sorry. He seemed to think he could say whatever he wanted because it was a public building. I tried to explain that that's not the case. Just because it's a public building doesn't give you the right to run into a theater and yell fire. Again, he's using the fire example, but I don't think that applies to this. Ugh, this is what the courts are being tied up with. Stupid cases like this. My God. Hey, by the way, he was remorseful in court, though, this kid. So there you go. Of course he was. He's being sentenced. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Minnesota. Confronted by police after he was seen masturbating in downtown St. Paul. Oh, God, I hope this guy is not Paul from St. Paul. Could be. Around the time the St. Patrick's Day parade was going on, 39-year-old Stephen Young offered an imaginative explanation. He was simply picking a scab, on his penis. Oh, even so, don't be picking your penis scabs in public. That's almost as bad as masturbating, if not worse. Masturbating is normal. We all do it. Right? Picking scabs on your cock? That's gross. The fact you have a scabby cock to begin with. All right, the criminal complaint tells the story. On March 16th, 2013, at approximately 1:52 p.m., a woman attended the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown St. Paul with her son. They returned to the parking ramp where they parked their car near West 9th and Main Street. And that's when the woman saw Stephen Craig Young leaning with his back against the parking ramp facing the street. Young had his pants down and his penis exposed. See, if I was going to be picking a penis scab, I would just stick my hand down my pants. I don't need my cock all the way out to be picking the scab. I could feel it. All right. Young was masturbating by stroking his penis. The woman covered her son's eyes as they walked past him, but he saw Young masturbating. Young did not say anything as they walked past. The woman contacted St. Joseph Hospital security about the man. An employee of the parking ramp also saw Young masturbating on the sidewalk. Young told the security guard that he was picking a scab on his penis. When asked what he was doing by police, Young said, "Something I'm not supposed to do." Young said he had been drinking since 11 a.m. and appeared slightly intoxicated. Maybe he was drunk and it started out innocently enough. Maybe he went down to scratch his balls and his cock or something and he felt something on it, like a scab. And I know, like, once I feel a scab, I gotta pick at it. He might just be a little OCD. Young was arrested and charged with gross misdemeanor criminal sexual conduct and misdemeanor indecent exposure. So there you go. And finally today, speaking of indecent exposure, the voice of Elmo has been sued over a meth-fueled sex party. I thought this was news like 6 months ago, but apparently there's an update. The original Voice of Elmo accuser, Sheldon Stevens, has now officially sued Kevin Clash, alleging the former Sesame Street puppeteer lured him into a sexual relationship when he was underage.
Elmo wants to know where wild animals don't you? Where do gorillas in a bathtub? In the jungle? Or on a tricycle?
In the jungle.
Very good, gorillas.
I mean, you could just sort of tell when the dude who did Elmo started messing around with meth. Elmo's world got a whole lot more weird.
You. You, Mr. Kingfish. You, Shade. You. You, kids. Oh, you, elephant. Oh, you, computer.
You could just tell he was fucked up. All right, Stevens, who originally recanted his claims of sexual abuse, only to recant his recant, amid reports that Clash had paid him off, says Clash had Stevens chauffeured to his New York apartment for sex, starting when Stevens was only 16 years old. While there, Stevens says, Clash smoked crystal meth, and the chauffeur masturbated while he watched the pair have sex. TMZ explains that after Stevens recanted his recant, Clash never paid him the settlement money they originally agreed upon, and thus the lawsuit was filed. Three more accusers stepped forward after Stevens, and earlier this month, Clash sought to dismiss those three lawsuits because he says the statute of limitations has run out.
Fuck you, baby!
You should have said, fuck you, coppers!
Fuck you, coppers! You'll never catch me!
All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go!
Hello, what's up, Tim? It's one of your long-time black listeners.
Ooh.
I've been listening for 2013.
My ebony Nubian black princess.
Probably since 08. So I was listening to the show the other day where you were talking about your new texting buddy.
Yeah,
You
Katrina.
Have no idea who she is, but you guys have some great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And you reminded me a couple weeks ago, I got a new phone, and I transferred my contacts over, but I forgot that I had two numbers under my girlfriend's name or whatever. It was one of her old numbers. So I went and texted her, and I didn't really see the number. I just saw her name
right
pop up, so I didn't know which number I was texting. So I'm texting her, and she happens to call me. So we're on the phone, and I get a text back from her. And she replies. She says, "Who is this?" And she's on the phone with me talking, and I think she's playing around. So I go along with it, and I say, "Oh, it's the person who you let fuck in the butt, like fuck you in the butt at one time." So then I get a reply, and my quote-unquote girlfriend says, "Dude, you're gay as fuck." And I say, "Oh, no, they don't say you're, they say you're gay and that's nasty as fuck." I say, "Oh, I'm nasty. You're the nasty one letting people fuck you in the butt with shit crumbs hanging out." And that's just a little inside joke between me and my girlfriend.
Shit crumbs is an inside joke between you and your girlfriend?
And
I like you guys. I think we'd get along great.
So I continue to text this person about being fucked in the butt and other things crumbs. Like that. And I'm laughing the whole time. I'm on the phone with my girlfriend. She keeps asking what I'm laughing at. But I'm playing. I think she's playing. And I think she's texting me back the whole entire time. And then I realized something because she then texted me. And I had two numbers. I had her name twice in right. my messages. And I said, "What the fuck is this? Who the fuck am I texting on this other number?" And the whole time, me and this person have just been conversing about butt-fucking people.
See? Now you made a new friend, too.
I have no idea who this person is.
They think you're nasty as fuck.
But,
I love that you mentioned shit crumbs to the person.
The past few days, we've been having pretty good conversation.
Yeah.
And they finally just texted me and asked me, "Who do I think they are?" And, I just replied back, "I thought this was my mother-in-law."
Of course not. Talk to your mother-in-law like that.
Jigu Timmy Boo, this is a brand new Sideshow member, Juiciful Dream.
Ooh.
With an important reminder for Easter. I hope I'm early enough to remind everybody something extremely important. If you want to dye eggs this Easter, Paz the kit, whoever, it isn't complete. There's two things you really need or you can't do it. One, of course, you need the eggs.
Right.
And two, you know what you need to make the egg dye work, Timmy Boo? You know what they don't put in the Paz kit?
What?
It's vinegar, it's vinegar, it's vinegar, it's vinegar, it's vinegar, it's vinegar.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Hey, Boo. I was just calling because I haven't called you in a while. Sounds like you want us to say who we don't like. So I'm going
to
say...
Yeah, I want you guys to start shit with one another.
...that while everybody seems to not like Solid because he's kind of annoying, he reminds me of a good friend I have, so I don't really hate him. And then Barry Bad Touch, he's great because I just really enjoy any pedophile jokes or child abuse jokes you might throw out there. So
thank you.
I'm going to say that I don't like the Ghostbuster guy.
Oh,
so,
Rich Latta.
Yeah, screw you, Ghostbuster guy.
Yeah, fuck you.
The containment unit for ghosts is full of flaws. Wouldn't hold up in real life.
That's why you hate Rich Latta.
Hey, Tim, it's Tone Deaf Juan. Triple lifetime member.
Surprised no one said they hate Tone Deaf Juan.
Of Distorted View. And don't be encouraging the hate.
Ah.
I don't think it's good. It's just not good.
Oh, it's all done. Look, how many people call in to tell me how awful and shitty and faggy I am? If we could turn some of the hate on the listeners, that would be good.
Hey, Tim. This is Brick Brat, your loyal Sideshow freak listener. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know something that just finally got me, pushed me over the edge recently. I work in a hospital. I wasn't sure if I ever told you that.
No.
And in this hospital, obviously, a lot of near deads come.
Right.
And they get in the elevators, and they can't figure out the elevators. They can't figure it out. They reach in.
Oh, my God. Anything remotely technological baffles them. You know what? You know what you have to do at an elevator? You press a button. If you, I want to go to the fourth floor, okay? Find the fucking number of the floor you want and just press it. What are they doing? What do they think you're supposed to do?
Look at all the buttons. They're only going to, what, floor three. It'll be the third button down. They go up and down. They can't figure it out. And then
now,
they...
maybe if we had a knob for them, because I think maybe old people remember how to use, like, radios, right? They had radios back then when they would have to tune in, right? So maybe if it was a turn-style knob on elevators, they'd be able to figure it out.
And they push
the push button fucking baffles these idiots.
The number three, not the button next to the number three. And I've had them get in.
Wait a second. What did they do? They pressed the third button they could find?
The number three. And I've had them button down. They go up and down. They can't figure it out. And then they push the number three, not the button next to the number three.
Oh, they're pressing the oh, okay. Like, some elevators will have the number on the button. On this elevator, apparently, there's the number next to the button, and they couldn't figure that out.
And I've had them get in on the fourth floor, going in an upward elevator. Oh, I'm going down. Why isn't this going down?
Oh,
well,
when God.
The door opened, it said, fourth floor, going up. But, you know, the near dead, they just, you know, oh, I'm going to wander into this door. So anyway, that finally pushed me over the edge when an elderly lady got on, stinking of urine.
Of course.
Got in the elevator on the second floor, going down, and demanded that it go up. I said, it's just going down one floor, lady. You got on the wrong elevator. Make it go up. You work here. You got it, lady. So anyway, that just pushed me over the edge. Near deaths, going into hospitals, and being unable to figure out how elevators work.
Of all fucking things, elevators.
Dragutin, this
can't
is Ian.
Figure
Garth
out elevators.
Again. And you were talking about how you wanted us to confess which voicemail callers that we really hate.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing a lot of people are probably calling in saying they hate Tone Deaf Sean. I don't have a problem with him at all.
I don't either. He hasn't called in recently, but I never had a problem with him.
I actually like his calls because, unlike most of the other people who call in, I can fucking understand what he's talking about and the context of the call. The one person I can't fucking stand, it's Solid from Whorehole. He's becoming the new Spiral Ham fucker, pretty much. He calls in with these rambling, drunken stories.
I know.
His voice.
I should have a separate voicemail line for just drunk people. Like, if you're heavily intoxicated, you know, and if I could get a number that was easy for drunkards to remember, like 206-111-111-111, that'd be great.
His quality is shit, and I just can't stand him. So please, cut him off.
Would you like to respond, Solid?
Tim Sideshow Ghostbuster, Rich Lather here.
Someone hates you, Rich Lather.
I'm just curious if Gabrielle Chana has been burning up the YouTubes lately, ever since, the world found out that the Pope is a Jesuit. Huh?
I know. I was waiting for her to respond. I'll have to look that up. I haven't been checking out Gabrielle Chana's YouTube page recently. If you guys run across a good Gabrielle Chana video, post it on our Reddit, our subreddit, distortedview.reddit.com. A lot of great videos and news articles and stuff you guys found. I just posted one from 4chan. It's a comic, like some sort of gay porn comic. And the guy has a really weird phrase he uses. He's getting nailed in the ass and he says something like, fuck me in my moist and warm boy tunnel. So if you want to check that out, you can see that comic over there at distortedview.reddit.com. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666. What is it again? 206-666-4463. There you go. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
You baby.
I'm pretty sure that's the first time in the history of the show I forgot the voicemail line number. I had a little brain fart there. Guys, STD, spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Give us a nice rating. Give us a nice review. I'll read funny ones on the program, and if I like yours, I'll give you a Distorted View Bristol 7 t-shirt. How about that? A little prize action for you. If you're Sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day.
When I was young, I only wanted to be blind. And I would have paid. Where would I want to still lie? And everyone at the time was only classic then, only classic then.
my sugary wound.